And today I'll be presenting on the early impact of the two-dose varicella vaccination on disease in West Philadelphia. I'd like to take this time to acknowledge the co-authors at the Philadelphia Department of Public Health and the Centers of Disease Control. I will first begin with the impact of the one-dose varicella vaccine on the number of cases in West Philadelphia. In 1995, the varicella vaccine was licensed, and a year later, there was a widespread distribution of the varicella vaccine throughout the city of Philadelphia due to the Vaccine for Children program. In the fall of 2000, the varicella vaccine became a school entry requirement for kindergarten students, and then the next year, it became a school entry requirement for sixth graders. So, as a result of the vaccine licensure, the widespread distribution of the vaccine throughout the city, and the school entry requirements, we've seen a significant decrease in the number of chickenpox cases and a large increase in the number of children covered by the vaccine. In 2000, the coverage rates reached 90%, and there was also a 90% decline in the number of cases for children between the ages of 19 to 35. 5 months. Even with high one-dose vaccination coverage, varicella outbreaks, which is considered to be 5 or more cases, still remained an issue in school settings with high varicella vaccination coverage rates of 96 to 100%. All of these outbreaks had similar patterns. For example, most outbreaks occurred in elementary schools. The highest attack rates were among younger students. Each outbreak lasted approximately 2 months. The index cases were among vaccinated students, even though their disease were mild. Vaccine effectiveness was approximately 72 to 85%, and there were approximately 9 to 15 cases in each outbreak. In essence, the data indicates that even in settings where vaccination coverage was nearly universal, the one-dose vaccination coverage could not prevent varicella outbreaks. Excuse me. So, as a result of the school outbreaks in 2006, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended a second dose of the varicella vaccine for previously vaccinated children between the ages of 4 and 6 years old. I'm sorry, 4 years and older. The first dose is usually given anywhere between 12 months and 3 years old. The second dose is given to children 4 years and older. So the routine dose is given to 4 to 6 years old, to children 4 to 6 years old. The catch-up vaccinations are given to children 7 years and older. And the efficacy is, there was a threefold decrease in disease compared to the single dose. So the study objectives is to, one, describe the adoption of the two-dose varicella vaccine in West Philadelphia, and to assess the changes in varicella incidence before and after the two-dose varicella vaccine implementation. So as I mentioned before, I'm with the Varicella Active Surveillance Project, also known as VASP. And VASP is a cooperative agreement funded by the Centers of Disease Control and implemented by the Philadelphia Department of Public Health. Since 1994. The project's purpose is to monitor and collect data on chickenpox and shingles, establish a baseline, and to monitor post-vaccine epidemiology of varicella. Our target area is West Philadelphia, which is about one-fifth of the city. There's over 300 residents that are in West Philadelphia. We have over 300 community-based sites, which consist of schools, daycares, nursing homes, prisons, recreation centers, et cetera. And in order to identify cases, each of these sites will report the presence or absence of disease to us twice a month. And for those who do not report to us, we would then follow up with them, either giving them a phone call or do site visits. So we'll first examine the two-dose varicella vaccine uptake by looking at how healthcare providers use the varicella vaccine. In 2003 to 2007, Healthcare providers participating in VASP reported individual doses of the varicella vaccine administered to patients seen in their practice. So each month, providers would submit a form that looked very similar to this. They would provide the patient's name, the date of birth, which varicella zoster virus vaccine was administered, and then which dose was administered. In 2008, VASP made a shift, and we began using the immunization registry to obtain varicella vaccine information. Before, the registry collected information only for immunization information for only children who were 6 years and under. And then in July of 2007, it expanded to include children through the ages of 18 years old. So as a result of this expansion in 2008, VASP was able to use the immunization registry for the varicella vaccines administered by healthcare providers in West Philadelphia. So in this image, we have a snapshot of a patient's immunization record. VASP would collect the varicella vaccine data from the patient's immunization record, which is indicated here by the red box, in the red box. So we used the kids' registry to examine vaccine coverage for children in West Philadelphia. We looked at children between the ages of 5 to 9 years old that lived in West Philadelphia with at least one vaccine recorded in the immunization registry. It didn't have to be the varicella vaccine, it could be any vaccine. And among that group of children, we classified two dose recipients. So those who received one dose on or after their first birthday, and those who received the second dose after July 2006 and 28 days after their first birthday. I mean, 28 days after their first dose. So varicella incidence was examined in two time frames. We have the pre-2-dose era, which is between 2003 and 2006, and the post-2-dose era, which is between 2007 and 2008. We then used Poisson's regression to compare the varicella incidence between 2007 and the average incidence between 2003 and 2006, which is the pre-2-dose era. And we did the same thing in 2008. We compared the 2008 varicella incidence to the average incidence between 2003 and 2006. This graph illustrates the number of varicella vaccine doses administered to all age groups between the years 2003 and 2008. The blue represents the number of one-dose varicella vaccine administered. The yellow represents the two-dose, and the gray represents their unknown doses. We weren't sure if they were dose one or dose two. So in the pre-2-dose era, between 2003 and 2006, there was an average of over 5,000 doses administered annually. Following the two-dose implementation, in 2007, West Philadelphia healthcare providers administered over 19,000 doses of the varicella vaccine. And then again in 2008, West Philadelphia healthcare providers administered over 15,000 doses of the varicella vaccine, which is 3 to 4 times higher than those administered in the pre-2-dose era. In 2003 and 2006, there were 9% of the doses administered were dose two. And between 2007 and 2008, there were 34 to 47% of those of the vaccines given were dose two. The gray area, in 2007, most of the doses administered with unknown dose number were between the ages of 5 to 19 years old. Most of the gray area in this figure most likely represents second dose given to these children, even though we cannot determine this for sure. We look at the varicella vaccine doses administered by age group. The blue represents the one-year-olds, and the orange or yellow represents the 5 to 9-year-olds. So we found that there was no change between the pre-2-dose era and the post-2-dose era for the 1-year-olds. However, there was an increase in the number of doses administered to children 5 years and older. So this demonstrates the implementation of the 2-dose program if we compare the pre-2-dose era to the post-2-dose era. If we focus in on that 5 to 9-year-old age group, the overall coverage was 30% in 2007, and it increased to 51% in 2008. With this age group, we also found that children between the ages of 5 and 6 had the highest 2-dose coverage rate of over 60% in 2008. So we can see here that as the years progressed, we saw a steady decline in the number of cases. In this graph, we see varicella incidence for all ages. There has been a slight decrease in the number of cases in 2007 when we compare it to the pre-2-dose era, and a 28% decrease in 2008 if we compare it to the 2-dose era, which was statistically significant. If we look at the varicella incidence for that 5 to 9-year-old age group, we see again that there was a slight decline in the number of cases in 2007 when we compare it to the pre-2-dose era, and an even greater decrease of 43% but if we compare the 2008 to the pre-2-dose era, which was also statistically significant. So, in summary, we saw that there were 3 to 4 time increase in the number of varicella vaccine doses administered in the pre-2-dose era. Most of those doses given were given to children who were 5 years and older. Coverage rates for children 5 to 6 years old reached 60% in 2008. And the varicella incidence declined in the post-2-dose era. We saw the 43% in a decline in incidence among the 5 to 9-year-olds and a 28% decline in the incidence among all age groups. There were some study limitations. The vaccine administration data was collected from different sources. Between 2003 and 2007, data was collected using the varicella vaccine administration logs. But then in 2008, we made a shift to the varicella vaccine administration was obtained using the immunization registry. Completeness of reporting is not 100%. Incidence of disease could be underestimated. In 2003 to 2006, completeness of reporting was 61%, but then it increased to 71% by 2008, which suggests that the decrease in disease that we are seeing is not a result of sites not reporting to VASP. In conclusion, the reduction of varicella incidence that occurred in West Philadelphia during 2008 may be evidence of the initial impact of the 2-dose varicella vaccine regimen. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me via email or by phone. Thank you for your time.